Hi everybody, happy new year.
Hello, hi, hope you're all well.
I know, 2020, Bruna, can you believe it?
2020, and always remember to write 2020 when you're writing it down.
Yeah, you know? And saw that apparently if you write
20
just, people can write
like 18 or 19 or something, you know, and forge your documents. So, you know, if you're one of those people who, you know, a wee bit obsessed with things, you know, write 2020, yeah.
Just well, like, do you know what? Yeah, kind of having had a period of career in the legal field, yeah, really, really important, even in your accident forms or whatever, to make sure all of the documentation's all right and write 2020. Good piece of advice coming into the new year, Bruna.
There you go now. To inspire you on a Friday afternoon.
Did you have a nice break over Christmas?
I did, it was lovely, you know, it was just lovely. I was off for 2 weeks and I generally never really sort of take 2 weeks off at a time.
Mm.
Well, actually I'm lying because I was off 2 weeks in July, but this is sort of the first year that I've actually done that. But it was lovely, you know, we had a great time, really. I felt very refreshed and I'm really, really working on my positivity and all of that at the moment.
Yeah, bonus to being very, very good.
Yeah.
Stop talking
if you feel a negative thing coming out of your mouth, to stop and to start the conversation again.
Very good. I'm not really a New Year's resolution type of thing person, but I do agree that a new decade is a chance for
A change.
One of the blogs I listened to this week was actually from Gavin, who was my mentor last year, who talked about the most important things is consistency, not resolutions or changing your mindset. It's being consistent and doing what you say you will always do and not letting that drop. So I suppose that's kind of why I'm not into resolutions, because I kind of start gung-ho, all guns blazing, and then about 3 weeks in. So I'm trying not to focus in on new resolutions as such, but being consistent and being repetitive. So if we've got podcasts coming out every 2 weeks, it's being consistent and making sure that they're coming out every 2 weeks and not missing a week. So that's kind of what I'm working on, is keeping, and I'm quite good actually with consistency, so, but it's just documenting that and making sure that we're doing that, doing what we say we always do, and not missing. And again, through journaling, that's where you won't miss doing what you always say you will do.
Yeah.
But anyway, so for our podcast today, we've actually just recorded a conference, which is going to be a global conference this morning. We recorded that with Sally from Fairy Dust Teaching, but we'll maybe do a blog about that whenever comes up.
Yeah.
Or tell you how you can buy tickets for that, because that's really great that we're sitting in a little office here in Belfast, recording something that's going to go out around the world.
Yeah.
For
very exciting
morning.
Good to talk to Sally again. So
really, really good. Mm-hmm. So today, Bruna, on our podcast, the topic today is, if you had to, somebody asked me this, actually over the Christmas period, if you had to interview one person, who would it be? I couldn't pick one, so I have two that we'll talk about today. Bear in mind, we've got about a minute to talk about each.
Well, we know, we talked about this, obviously this week when we were doing out LinkedIn and stuff, and we had sort of said that we would pick somebody from our sector who inspires us, and we would pick somebody just on a personal level. So if I'm picking somebody from my sector, I would say that I would like to interview Bob Hughes. Anybody who knows or knows anything about Bob is a real advocate for playwork. He wrote the playwork principles, or playwork type, sorry, not principles, and that is something that we are very passionate about. So I'd like to actually sit down and have a wee chat with him. I've heard him talk many times, but maybe sit down, have a wee chat and say, like, what made you go into playwork? Like, you know, where did this come from? I suppose he was very ahead of his game.
He was.
And
he talked very openly at the last conference we went to see about how his first book was pretty much a failure. Do you remember?
Yeah, and he kept pushing and pushing. So, so I would really like to sit down and just have, and he's one of those people that he's a very down to earth sort of person. And you could just sit and have a glass of wine with and have a chat with and just
I would say you could with Bob. I would say it'd be good crack.
You know, so and you know, what does Bob want for the future and all of that? So because inspires what we do on a daily basis. So
I suppose the first person I picked up on was Jean Piaget. Was one of the very, I remember doing theorists when I came into and having done like a degree and a master's and a postgrad. I remember coming in and doing child development, really, on my first childcare qualification. And the theorists, really, because it was a brand new subject to me, it was like reading gobbledygook, and it's understanding which theorist was linked to what pedagogy and who followed what. And I remember one of the ones that stuck out with me was Jean Piaget, and he was born in Switzerland, in Neuchâtel, which is actually only about 20 miles over the Swiss border from where my husband grew up. So I've been in the town of Neuchâtel many, many times and hadn't realised that that's where Jean Piaget was from when I was doing the research. But he was a psychologist renowned for his theory on child development. And his theory really was that through play opportunities, it provided children with opportunities to construct knowledge, and that it creates situations where meaningful interactions between peers and adults take place, which is basically what we're trying to say, and actually what we've just recorded in our interview with Sally from Very Dutch Teaching, is that how you engage with children through play opens up so many opportunities, and so many theorists, including Laura Smalaguzzi and all of those people, kind of built on those thoughts of Jean Piaget. And of course, I mean, he died in 1980, and the research now in the first 1,000 days of a child's life and all of that, really, we know so much more now than what we would have done back in the time when he was doing his research. But he was kind of, if I could roll back time, I think I would have loved to have had a cup of coffee with him in a beautiful little Swiss coffee shop. And he actually looked more French than he did. Yeah, with Swiss chocolate. Yeah. In fact, a little story for you. My nephew's girlfriend's parents own a Swiss chocolate factory in Switzerland.
Could they send us some chocolate?
I'm sure they could, but
right, okay.
I'm will not sure exactly that, where it's
from.
Will
you put
from.
That in as one of your goals for next week?
I could, yeah. That, yeah, so that, yeah, that's a kind of a... So Daniel, who you know, his girlfriend's parents.
Daniel, if you're listening, could you have a chat there, please?
Yeah. So, number two, outside then of the sector. So, we've had our lunch. So, you've had a little glass of wine with Bob.
Yeah.
I've had a cup of coffee and a little Swiss chalet with...
And a wee bit of chocolate.
A wee bit of chocolate.
Well, I love to read. Anybody who knows me, I read quite a lot. And
you do?
Yeah, like I just... Like
and
I,
a proper book, Bruna, isn't...
A
isn't
proper a, book, you can't have...
A Kindle or an iPad or...
No, you have to hold a book, you have to feel a book. And I suppose I read all different types of books, but I remember reading, Diane actually recommended this book to me.
I listen to it on Audible. I'm an Audible
she's
person.
She's an Audible person. I have to read it to understand it.
Unless it's Brené.
Even with Brené, I have to read her still, because I did listen to one of her books and I just didn't go in right. I had to read it to try to understand which was she was trying to tell me. But anyway, Brené is not who I wanted to read.
Brené Brown, by the way. She's great. If you haven't read her book, she's brilliant.
But Diana said to me about this book. She had read this book and it was called A Year of Yes. And it was by a lady called Shauna Rhimes, who also is the writer for Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder. So anybody who watches infograms, which I do, I've watched
Shonda,
Shonda, yeah. Yeah. Did I call her Shauna?
I think you call her Shauna.
Oh, did I call her Shauna? Yeah. Right, her name's Shonda, by the way. Okay, Shonda. So, Diana said to me, oh, she's wrote this book. So I was like, oh, let me have a wee go. So I read it. I was just really, do you know, it was about, she talked about she would have shied away from things. And she, yes, she is a fantastic writer. And she, you know, for anybody who watches her shows will know this. But when she was invited to events or anything like that, she would have always sort of turned events down and would have always sort of said no to a lot of things. So she decided one year, her sister had said to her, why don't you just go and see, what's the worst that can happen? She decided for a year that everything she was asked to do, she would just say yes to, to see what doors would open. And it opened so many doors for her. And so I had read the book and I was like, oh my God, like we should just go. Like anything that like anybody asks us to, just say yes. You know, let's just say. And I do feel that we have done that and it has changed.
We
just said yes, okay, let's go for it and see what happens, you know. And it has really changed us as people and shaped how things are going. So I really, really loved her book. And one of the other things she had sort of wrote about was she sort of said about her time with her children and the time, you know, and I love that because, you know, I have my own family and it's really important that sometimes you go home and work's still sort of there in the background and you're maybe answering emails and you're spending time with your child. So it was really, when I read her book and I was sort of saying, you know, for this period of time, you know, she's not allowed to be interrupted when she's with her children in the evenings because that's her family time. And I sort of started, and you know, I was really inspired. Yeah, I came out. And I still talk about that book, and I maybe read that book, 3-4 years ago. But I've always said to people, God, if you really want a good book, I was really, really, yeah. And really opened your eyes to just saying, yeah, what's actually the worst that can happen if somebody asks you to go somewhere that you're thinking, that's not really my scene now, not really into that. But it's amazing what those people
I love that book too, Bruna. She's just a really successful person and got her home work-life balance absolutely perfectly right.
Yeah, she really did.
Adopted a child, didn't she? She adopted a child and then adopted the second child quite later on, I think, when she hadn't settled down. She was a single mother.
Anybody who watches her shows, I got Diane and the Grey's Anatomy. She,
absolutely.
15 seasons later.
in the course of about 4 months. Every time I went to the house, I went, not again, Mum. Do you know what I mean? Have you not, what season are you on? Oh my gosh, I love Grey's Anatomy. Good choice, Bruna. Year of Yes with Shonda was really, really brilliant.
So if you haven't read the book, do read it, because it really changed us, because we then became, for a whole year we were just saying, say yes to everything.
Every opportunity that crosses your door. And if you are into Audible, I love Audible books when the author narrates it. Michelle Obama was the recent one that I had, but Shonda actually narrates that book as well, and it's brilliant. So here, before we go on too long, my second person I would like to interview is Mary McAleese. Just because, I'd tossed actually between Mary McAleese and anybody from the suffragette era. Necessarily have to be Emily Pankhurst, but anybody who knows me, as I'm quite advocate about women and powerful women. And my son actually had the opportunity, he did interview Mary McAleese when he was editor of the Verdict magazine at Queen's Law Society. And I had huge admiration for her already. She was actually raging. I nearly wanted to be his driver that day. But some of the things that really stand out for me was, obviously, she was the female president of Ireland. She was the first actual ever president to succeed another female president. Mary Robinson, obviously, being the president of Ireland who preceded her. And I just liked her work in regards to justice, social equality, as well as inclusion and peace building and reconciliation. But most of all, as I say, I think I like the work that she has done regarding equality issues. Her most recent powerful speech that I heard of was just back in November, when she discussed the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child and how we could be doing more actually in Ireland with regard to that. And whenever she left her presidency after 14 years, she returned over €500,000 of unused personal money that she was being given in personal allowances and many, many gifts that she was given during her time as president. She gifted those back to the state.
Fantastic.
And I just think, when we hear of so many politicians and their expenses of that, there she was saying, look, I actually didn't need this. Here's €500,000. Now, in the grand scheme of things, I don't know how many millions over those 14 years period, but, giving anything back is just phenomenal. And I'm sure she got many, many wonderful gifts given to her by on a personal and also by other states. Mm-hmm. That she didn't necessarily, but most of those were gifted back to the state. So I would just, and obviously because she hails here from Northern Ireland as well, and the work that she's done globally really interested. Bruna and I have just returned from Rome. I love the fact that she's done her research in canon law and all of that, and a lot of it's been controversial. A lot of the work that she's done surrounding that has been very controversial, but she stands up for what she believes in, and I would just love to interview her to hear her viewpoints and what she sees in her future and what her legacy she would like to leave for others.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic choice, Dan. Fantastic.
Yes, so there you go. So who would you like to interview and why? That's a good question. Yeah. And somebody asked me, So over and out. We'll see you again in another 2 weeks.
Have a nice weekend.
Have a nice weekend. Bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm.